Valley Sounds.
Hey, it's Calliope Pettis, also known as Miss Calliope, or one of the backup singers in the band Soul Carnival. I grew up in Panama City, Florida. I grew up in a big blended family. So my mom had three, my dad had three, they met and had me. And it was a very chaotic household. Music was always the thing that kept me safe and sane. And so I would sing all the time. I would narrate my day. The milk in my cereal bowl is wet, and now we're taking my sisters to school, and I see the clouds in the sky, they're white, and they're making shapes like the Cheerios in my cereal bowl. Just anything, anything at all to help keep me in the moment. I believe we're all musicians. My grandmother, my father's mother, was an incredible opera singer. She came over from Athens, and she studied at Juilliard, and she was just a force, really. She and my grandfather left New York and relocated to Panama City after the Second World War. And what I love about going back home is speaking to people, you know, over the age of 50 who'd taken voice and piano and Greek lessons from my yaya. And all of my older siblings were forced to take Greek and piano lessons with her. But all of my siblings are anywhere from 9 to 22 years older than me. I was very, very much a surprise. I like to say they finally got it right. While all my sisters were made to engage with music, by the time I came along, I just got to enjoy music with my yaya. My grandparents were actually a huge fixture in Panama City. And so the Panama City Arts Alliance was something that they helped get traveling musical acts or symphonies to come to town. And I just got to enjoy a variety of music, of performance art with her. At some point in time, I felt like I wish I had been, you know, made to be some type of child prodigy who had an understanding of music theory and voice and things like that, and moved to Central Alabama to study music at the University of Montevallo. Wanda and I met. She was the shy girl in the cafeteria, and me being, you know, a sophomore, I want everyone to feel welcome their first year at Montevallo. So I asked her if I can sit with her at the breakfast table, and we just become friends. And there was a wonderful place called Eclipse there in Montevallo. And she would just sit on the porch and watch all the guys pick. And then one day, I don't know, a month or a couple weeks into school, she gets up on the open mic night stage and just blows everybody away. Like, okay, this is the shy girl who's been watching everyone pick on the porch. And now she's up there just, oh my gosh, pouring her soul out. And so I have to say Wanda is one of the reasons that I had the courage to call myself a songwriter. She gave me this little purple notebook at Montevallo after I told her, like, oh, like, I love your songs. Like, I write a little bit too, but, like, I don't know how to, you know, I don't know how to bring an idea to completion. So she gives me this notebook and was like, just write them down. Finish what you start. And so she was a big influence. And this next song is from her debut album, One Hit Wanda, and my voice is on this track. So here we go with the Wanda Band, Talking to Yourself.
Thank you.
here still. Stuck myself in my old ways, holding on to all that fear still.
Ended up living in Montevallo for about 8 years, and at some point during the pandemic realized that it was important for me to spread my wings. And what that looked like was moving into my car and driving out to the West Coast and planting some seeds in the Pacific Northwest, adventuring, exploring. And then in the spring of 23, I was on my way to do a yoga teacher training out in the middle of nowhere, Northern California. And on my way there, I was crossing over Donner's Pass, and I totaled my car. There are 12 single car fatalities on Donner Pass every year, and I was not one of them. So on my way to the yoga teacher training, I did a 180 on the interstate and landed up against the concrete barrier. And as soon as I landed, this giant semi-truck zoomed by, and I was like, wow, if I were going slower, maybe I wouldn't have slipped. But if I were going slower and I was destined to slip, that semi-truck would have hit me. So it felt like a message from the universe or God or whoever you listen to whenever you get really quiet and listen to your heart. Sometimes you don't get quiet enough to listen, and so you have to get in crazy car accidents. I was thinking that I would continue doing what I was doing on the West Coast, but then I played a show it was supposed to be at the Boardman House, but it got rained out. And so Evan Billiter, the beloved human that he is in this community, had not yet opened St. Stephen's Music Hall. They were at a different location that never opened formally. But he was like, well, since this house show got rained out and it's a private event, we can host something here. And I opened for Dweeby. We'll hear some of their music soon. And OK Kennedy, who is a touring act. After the show, I felt so embraced by the community. And the next day, Wanda said, hey, my boss is renting out her childhood home. We need another roommate to make it happen. I'm like, well, I guess I'm moving to Huntsville and not into my car. And so that was just an absolute delightful turn of events that landed me here in Huntsville in the late summer 2023. I felt very welcomed, very embraced by the community, and just incredibly grateful to do a lot of music through the Microwave Dave Music Education Foundation, because back in 2020, I was commissioned by the Alabama Board of Education to collaborate with some teachers and curriculum development specialists. You know, using fancy language makes people believe that it is, you know, that it is truly a career path. This artistic thing. I used those educational songs to lay the ground for the work that I've been doing the past two summers, which is touring libraries. I'd done some grant writing so that I could get into the schools, but it is incredibly difficult to get into the schools these days as an independent artist. It's shifting my focus to touring my children's music programs during the summer, because I think at the end of the day, what I really, really have the desire to create is a multi-generational space. So parents bringing their kids to the library is wonderful. Whenever I'm not doing that, oftentimes I'll be singing jazz repertoire in nursing homes. So that's another thing that I love to do. I feel like the eldest members of our society and the newest members are in touch with something that we lose somewhere along the way, because life, or what we think is life, tends to take over.
My coffee's always on by now. shots after I play. But I'm growing weary. I'm growing weary. Baby, I'm spread thin till I see. Lovely would be standing in the streets while all the white flowers they flow past me. This year the dark woods bloom too soon. Were they just too eager, just a bunch of fools? Do they look for dress up and feel the loved ones near? Are the other months weary? Are they weary to be 103 and watch your loved ones leave? Each heart accepts your own, set running free. Are just all alone. Are you waiting, biding your time to your last light still? When you get to meet again your family and all your friends, and the last years grow weary, are they
was King Jeans with Weary. King Jeans, also known as Aaron Anderson around town, was one of the first friends that I made when I moved to Huntsville. Or before I moved to Huntsville, I started hanging out in Huntsville in 2018 with Wanda. And King Jeans runs the Boardman House show. And so that is a great fixture for local music. The reason I was in Huntsville in July 2023 looking for somewhere to live was because they were hosting a show. And so he also helped Wanda co-write a couple of things on One Hit Wanda. And something I love about these people, Aaron also plays trumpet. And Wanda, everyone knows her as a girl with a guitar and a big heart. She also plays drums. And so coming up next, we've got a dweeby song, which is Wanda Aaron of King Jeans, and Jerome from Them Damn Dogs. This is a song he wrote for the band called Dweeby, and it is just, I want to say it's a lot of fun. It sounds like a love song, but I think it's about like stabbings at bars in Texas. This is Dweeby with Tejanos 99.9.
Speak.
was the Shane Davis Group with Bittersweet Honey. Shane Davis has become such a dear friend of mine since I moved to Huntsville. I heard that song for the first time at St. Stephen's Music Hall. I'm so proud of Shane. He and his band are doing really wonderful things, and they're starting to tour a bit more regionally. They've started doing this thing, and by this thing, what I mean is I believe that a live show is not just people showing up and playing their songs, but creating an arc where the audience is invited along on an experience. And recently, he did this thing, I believe it was at the camp. It was called the Cleansing of the Mind Palace. And his drummer came out with his hand pan, which is this big oblong-looking drum, and they all sat down on the stage and just had a moment of kind of meditative but also satirical, inviting the audience along to take deep breaths. And Shane has a really interesting sense of humor, and so I was told that he was feeding the audience semi-sarcastic affirmations and things like that to repeat in their head. He and his band are so dedicated to what they do. They get together every single Wednesday night, and I feel like when you're in a band, especially like the Shane Davis Group, who does a lot of extended jams and things like that, you practice building a rapport with your bandmates. You're not practicing the song so that you can nail every note. You're practicing being present with each other. We've got Camacho coming up, followed by some Soul Carnival. And the only reason I want to mention it up front is because we have combined forces a time or two and become Soul Macho for some moments. So I'm excited to see what happens there and if and when we were able to do some things in the studio together. But live, it is a fun show. Camacho puts on a hell of a show. Oh my gosh. And even if you're just able to catch Joe Canada solo, that is also a treat. We're kindred spirits in the sense that we are theater kids at heart. We really love to not put on a show, but to facilitate an experience for the audience. And so this is Camacho with Overdue.
Lately I've been thinking about it. Do you really want to know the truth? Strangers at the door and the knocking, and everyone's a stranger to you. Right.
heaven and you don't find me there, you have gone to hell. That's not heaven.
You know we got a gangster.
You know we got a gangster.
Hey,
you know we got a gangster. No, we got a gangster. Holy Roly shining on his wrist, and he never be no hypocrite. The Cadillac sitting on 20s chrome, got a Bible in his Gucci bag, and the preacher man ain't scared of a damn thing. He don't judge strippers. You might turn the water to malt liquor. You know we got a gangster for a preacher man. You know we got a gangster. You know we got a gangster. You know we got a gangster. You know we got a gangster for a preacher man. Always trying to be a blessing to all.
Was Soul Carnival with one of my favorite tunes, Preacher Man. My voice was all over that with Miss Tierra Cotton. And, you know, that go Braxy drum solo at the end. I love singing with Soul Carnival. They really, really know how to lay the foundation so that every single person on stage or in the studio can be celebrated in their own creative expression. And I've learned so much from being in the studio with Soul Carnival. The first time I was with them was in 2018, recording a song from this very same album, Groovy Bridges. The song was Pressure, was the first song we all recorded together. We are working on the final stages of the fourth album right now, which is really exciting. There are probably over 30 featured artists on this double-sided album. It is a behemoth. I think there are about 30 tracks and over 30 artists guest starring as rappers or vocalists or horn players. And so it's the educator in me loves for people to participate, and the artist in me loves for people to do things with excellence. And I feel like Soul Carnival really understands both of those things. Sometimes if our drummer, Go Braxy, isn't available, we'll borrow other drummers from other bands, from other cities. But whenever Alex Powell from Camacho drums with us, there are vocal expressions that come out of my mouth that I wasn't even sure I had in me. There are subtleties and nuances in the songs that he brings out, because when you see Alex Powell perform, and he's in a ton of bands around town, and regionally tours, he embodies the spirit of play unlike anyone else. He's like so bright and enthusiastic. And it's funny because the first time he drummed with us, I was thinking like, he's not doing that thing. And I was like, wait, he's not doing that thing. I don't have to do the thing that I regularly do either then. And just unlocked it. And I feel like we all experience that resistance when something's different or when someone's free and we don't like it. We make a judgment at first, but then whenever we're able to see through to the heart of that person, we get to enjoy the adventure with them. So, yes. Up next is the band Silhouette with Higher Power.
Thank you. blah-blah. She sits down beside the woman and she tells her all her worries and fears. She looks at the girl with tears in her eyes and she says, up the woman this time with more lines on her face. She looks into the woman's eyes, expresses difficulties in her life. The woman just smiles and repeats those same old words. Her fright. The woman's now departed, fallen cold from a sickness she was on, fulfilled in life. She passed that fear down to her daughter Elaine, who died just the very same. Elaine, that's life, get over it.
That was the Burney Sisters with Elaine. Speaking of Elaine, shout out to Elaine Oakes. Her son is in the band Silhouette, and they're lovely people. They're people that I'm excited to continue to get to know and to just to see grow. I love families. I come from a big family, so whenever I see moms and grandmoms and things like that coming out to people's shows, it's really sweet. Also, the Burney Sisters. I mean, let's just talk about family for a second. These girls are insane. They are so insanely talented, and they are, I believe the younger sister is half my age, but there's something about them that is so sincere. Their delivery is excellent, and they're obviously wise beyond their years. They're also homeschooled. So speaking to the fact that whenever you give kids the time and the patience to discover their own genius, they can really blossom. And Bella and Emma surely have. They're super sweet. If you can catch them at a local show, they're always on the road, but if you can catch them, they're some of the most genuine and sincere people I've met. And you wouldn't believe they're teenagers with the amount of wisdom and embodiment they are able to portray. So shout out to their parents, because they were clearly raised well. This last piece is from my debut EP titled Learning to Love, and I recorded it in my apartment in Montevallo, and on my 25th birthday, I invited a bunch of friends over to be the chorus that you will hear at the end, a very fun collaborative thing. This is a song that I'll often do as the last song on a set. I call it my party trick. Talking about what Shane Davis does with his shows, you know, building an experience. I like to play the ukulele unplugged and then walk out into the audience for this song. And it just has a really sweet message. And there are the voices of so many people that I love on it. So I'm excited to share it with you. This is Calliope Pettis's Learning to Love.
got a simple heart and a simple mind. And though you grow more complex, just remember that we're all bound by the same ticking, tacking time. Oh, oh yeah. And hey there, love, I got you figured out. You're not a gift from above. Oh no, you have always dwelled deep within me. And though you twist and turn and change, oh, you're not evil. You're just a god to flow through me. And if I
absolute truths in this life. That's right. But the one thing that I do not ever doubt is that we're all here waking up day after day trying to do the same thing. We're learning how to love ourselves, our families, and especially those people who look differently than us and believe differently than us and have an entirely different set of life circumstances than us, because they deserve love too. And we are all lifelong learners of this lesson of unconditional love. It's a celebration, this lesson of love. Oh, I'm working on an album right now. I found a producer, Andy Kata. The final song on the album is called Night Cirrus, a.k.a. Microwaved Coffee. I don't know if you've ever seen a night blooming cirrus, but it is worth a Google. It is an incredible flower that you nurture all year round, and once a year it blooms, but it only blooms in the middle of the night. And if you miss it, it's wilted by the morning, but its sweet scent and perfume fills the air. Night Cirrus is a multi-movement piece, kind of a nod in some ways to the world of new classical works. I'm envisioning an arrangement for small chamber ensembles and then eventually a symphony orchestra. I'm excited and I'm nervous for this upcoming album. And can I sing you the last line of the last song? I'm waiting on the sun. Can't be the only one who knows that brighter days are on the way. We're gonna be the light in a world that's black and white. We know that brighter days are on the way. I played this song for a good friend of mine and her 7-year-old daughter. And whenever I finish the song, my friend Ren, you know, the little one, she's like, wow. She was like, I could dance to that song. That song was white hot. And I'm like, okay, Ren, thank you so much. But it showed me that, like, kids can even relate to this. Because the song Night Cirrus is about what it means to feel like you're in bloom in a dark world. Like, how dare you be a light in a world that's so dark? How dare you make choices that allow you to be free? And I've felt that for so long, and I've put a cap on my joy. I'm not going to do that anymore. I think the best way to move forward, how I can contribute, is just by living as loud as I can.